Hello, everyone. This is Bob Golden and Betty Ann Golden calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada. We'd like to welcome everybody on the call tonight. This is the Golden Team call. This call is for everybody that's in the SOC family, regardless of who your upline sponsor or whatever. We're very happy to have you all on the call tonight. We've got a very special guest, so we're going to get to that in just in a moment. Betty Ann, you've got a few announcements. Let's go ahead and make those, and we'll get started. Thank you.
Great. Well, I want to announce some really special promotions here. We want to recognize our brand new managers that have been coming up, and it's very exciting to get all these new people. And we have someone from the South, probably Boca Raton area of Florida. Their name is Sherry and Carl Nottener, and I hope I'm saying it right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Congratulations, new managers. And we have some special people, a great couple from that we personally know up in Colorado, Rose and Taylor Elder. Really awesome people. If you ever get up in that area, you definitely want to make sure you meet Rose and Taylor. They are great up-and-coming leaders, and we're excited, very excited. And then we have a very special person who just made manager today, and it's really special because Mary Silva is Bob's sister. And it's always really, really special when you have a family member start promoting and get excited, and it really is special. She comes from a very small town, Lake Almanor, California, up in the mountains, and she is on fire. She is great, and we love you, Mary. Congratulations, and congratulations to all. I want to announce the up-and-coming Treat 'Em Right seminars. I want to make sure you all know, because we're going to be at the at them. We have one in San Diego, California, on April 24th, and remember now, the Treat 'Em Right start on Friday night, the night before, with a opportunity presentation from 7 to 8, and then the senior manager Eagles training from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Friday night. And then the Treat 'Em Right all day from 9 to 5 on Saturday. That's San Diego on April 24th. Also, Charlotte, North Carolina is coming up May 22nd, and that, again, will start on May 21st, the same routine. So get your registrations in, and let's get started and let's go. One other thing that just start being open, you can register now, as of last night, for our annual convention, and they have a promotion going on, which is a two-for-one promotion. So for $299, You and a guest, or you and your partner, you and your spouse can go for just $299. That is phenomenal. And you definitely want to make sure you register for all the workshops. They're free. They're included. So just register for them all. You're going to be there. And then there's a party for $50. And I'll tell you, those parties are worth every penny of it. So you definitely want to sign up for the whole thing. Very, very exciting. We already registered last night as soon as it got on. So the promotion is only good, if, from what I'm told, up until April 23rd. So you want to get your two-for-one registration down. And just by chance, there might be, since it's new on there, there might be a few little questions on the registration. Don't worry. We got it under handle. Just put it in, go through, and everything will be taken care of. So we're real excited about all that, Bob, and you have a very special guest on the call tonight, Bob. Do you want to do the introductions, please?
Yeah, you bet, Betty. And one other announcement, if I may, before we get started, and for all of you that have qualified for the Cancun trip, April 12th through the 19th, the 16th, I urge you all to get your bags packed, get ready for that, because we're absolutely going to have an incredible time there in Cancun, hanging out with all the 100 of the top people within Send Out Cards. And if you didn't make this trip this year, well, I'll tell you what, just keep continue to work on your Eagle points and get promoted, and you will be at the next trip. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. With no further ado, we would like to want to get started here with this call tonight. We're really excited. We just returned back from the Executive Summit, and we just had an absolutely phenomenal time. In fact, I don't even I'm actually lost for words, believe it or not, of how to even other than it was just one of the most incredible life experiences that Betty Ann and I have had in a lot of different ways. But I want to open up the call. I want to read you all something that actually came across my email today that I thought was very appropriate for not only this call, but for what's going on in the world today. And so here we go. And we're all familiar with the mortgage crisis that is leading to the real estate crisis. And that's leading to a global financial crisis. And, you know, it parallels with the Great Depression. Now, I don't think anybody is old enough on this call to remember the Great Depression, but this was this was very devastating in the United States, you know, in 29. However, without question, at the very least, we live in a time of stability where the stability has been thrown out the window and previous safety nets have been rolled up and taken away. Now, I want to read you kind of a quote by Thomas Paine, and these are times that tries men's souls, okay? And yet, if we can weather the storm of various crises, the opportunities that come out of this, well, we actually come ahead. Now, I want you to consider in the Japanese language, keija, and that's K-A-N-J-I, the phrase that expresses crisis is comprised of two different symbols. So in Japanese writing, we've got it goes up and down. So there's two symbols that describe crisis. And this is crazy because I want you to, you know, key in on this, that separately, these symbols, there are symbols for danger. That's one of the symbols. And the other symbol is opportunity. And together they represent crisis. So what a powerful way to view a concept that normally, creates panic. Normally it creates stress. Normally it creates despair and emergency. However, the one component in that is opportunity. So I'm going to bring on our guest speaker, and we're going to talk about this a little bit, and we're going to share also with you tonight our experiences with the Executive Summit and why it's important for you to do whatever it takes to be there next year. Our guest speaker is a very dear friend of ours, Scott Merker, out of Louisville, Kentucky. Now, Scott, and you may know his wife, Christy Merker, and Christy was featured in the Success From Home magazine as a new executive. Scott and Christy have built a phenomenal business, but most importantly, Scott comes with an incredible background in the network marketing, multi-level marketing arena. Scott has built downlines of over 250,000 people. He has consulted for many network marketing companies. He's also founded a few network marketing companies. So this is a guy that truly understands not only network marketing, but understands the opportunity, understands trends. So, Scott, are you on the call with us?
Bobby G., I am on the call with you. Yes, sir.
Well, Scott, you know, more importantly, I just want to really thank you for your long-term friendship. And also, we'll share with everyone on the call, in the previous business, that network marketing business that Betty Ann and I were involved with, Scott just so happened to be our upline. And Scott has been a mentor to Betty Ann and I over the years and has really been a wealth of knowledge. And we owe a lot of our success to following Scott's principles and teachings that he's put together. So again, Scott, I do want to thank you. I want to welcome you on the call tonight, and we're here.
Hey, Bob. Well, it is great to be on the call, and thank you so much for you and Betty Ann for asking me on the call. And you know, for everybody who's on the call tonight, just welcome to the call. Thank you guys for being here with us as well. We know you're taking time out of your all schedules. And, of course, there's a reason why we all do what we do, and that is because we can work as a team to help each other. And, you know, it's interesting because Bob talks about the mentoring that I've been able to provide for them. But at the same time, you know, it's interesting how things in life work. I know when Christy and I first got a chance to meet Bob and Betty Ann, you know, I mean, you talk about, you look for great examples as a couple, and we were fairly new in our relationship when we first met. And, you know, you always look for mentors out there. And I think anybody who knows Bob and Betty Ann knows that not only are they mentors in the send out cards business, but I think for any couple that wants a long-term relationship, a long-term loving and caring and loyal relationship, you know, they set a bar that is just wonderful for people to see. And, Bob, I know we certainly look to you guys as mentors, not only in that way, but, you know, that's a huge, huge way. But all the mentoring you've provided for Christy over the last 3 years as she's been building the send out cards business. So, you know, the best part, I think, about working with people and being partners, I think that's the better term, is everybody kind of mentors everybody else in certain ways, as long as we're open to see where that mentoring can come into our lives. And to me, that's one of the biggest benefits of building this type of team in network marketing is all the wonderful people, and literally from everyone, there is something that we can give to and something we can receive back from.
Well, you know, Scott, it's very true. You know what they say, to be a good teacher, you learn from your student. And that statement is so true. In fact, it's funny because I made a comment to Betty Ann the other day that you know I'm learning from my grandson and my granddaughter. It's funny.
Yeah.
So watch a few different things and they illustrate some life lessons that are pretty cool. But you know, Scott, I tell you, we had an opportunity to spend some incredible time at this executive summit and talking about the different things that we experienced there and, you know, the different formats that we were doing. Let me ask you a question. Was there any significant one that stood out in your mind the most, exercise that we did?
Well, I think the exercise that stood out the most as far as an exercise was no question the one that Jordan did, where we put everybody in a circle. And, you know, I don't want to tell the details because if it's something in the future that is done and people who are on the call that maybe were not at the executive level that have been there, but we did an exercise with Jordan. It's one that he conducted for all the executives and above. And it was just an amazingly powerful, powerful exercise and a very humbling exercise for many. For some people, a very exciting exercise, and for others it was a little painful. But the nice thing is, not painful in a way where anybody was hurt dramatically or any type of serious pain that way, but it just pulled up such a wide range of emotions, and it really allowed people to open up in a way with their peers, which I think helps people to see other people for the humans that they are. So that was very powerful, I think, Bob. But then the other side is what Cody did. There were two. One is the MLM blueprint exercise was unbelievably amazing. But, you know, Bob, I think the one that stands out the most for me is the night that we were all sitting together and Cody basically just opened up and had open dialogue. I mean, anybody and everybody who was there had an opportunity to have input about strategic direction for where the company is heading. And it wasn't just lip service. I mean, Bob, you know, you and Betty Ann, we were all sitting right there with Christy. We were all sitting side by side. And every single one of us and everybody in that room had the same opportunity to share their insights, their thoughts, their feelings, and Cody was recording everything. They had people taking extra notes, and, you know, it wasn't just somebody saying, hey, let's bring them together and see what they think, but somebody who's really looking to see the pulse of how people feel, and that input, I know, is something that he's seriously considering as the company moves forward. So I think that was probably the most powerful one, just because it's something that is so lacking in this industry, and it's so rare to see a CEO that calls people together to really truly have input versus just provide them with detailed information so they can disseminate it to the field.
Well, you know, Scott, I couldn't agree with you more. One of the things that Cody has mentioned many times to Betty Ann and I, and I know to a number of people, that they recognize that Send Out Cards cannot be who they are without us, and we cannot be who we are without Send Out Cards. So we want to create this harmonious partnership relationship of working together, and Cody is truly listening to all of us. And one of the things that of achieving that level of executive, it really shows at a leadership. And the reason, because you have now built a team in your senior manager team of five senior managers and help them accomplish their goals. And that has led you to truly take a leadership role in Send Out Cards. And it's exciting to see everybody there. And more importantly, Scott, I think that not only the exercise that Cody did with us, but we got an opportunity to truly interact with all the other executives, senior executives and Eagles, that and get to know them better. And I thought that was very special to be able to to be able to do that.
Yes, very, very special, no question.
And you know, and at times I was that I read in the very beginning about the the word crisis and opportunity. Danger and opportunity, how both those words in Japanese make up, I just really look at that and it just kind of it blows me away that crisis is made up of danger and opportunity. And so if you start thinking about that, a lot of people in this country today are going through some major crisis. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh my gosh, it's well. I think Bob earlier when you and I were having a conversation earlier this evening, and we were talking about a little more in depth about that article as you were sharing that with me. That we look at the Great Depression, which you know even you just alluded to a little while ago. That was so long ago for most people. There's some people that might have been children during that time that are on the call, but for most people. It wasn't even a time they were born, or if they were very young, and they experienced it, and it was real for them. But the difference is what we all have a picture of is what we see the videos of being for most of us. And the interesting thing is today we're in a very similar situation, but because of infrastructure that's been developed and technology, we don't feel it the same way. We're not all in lines, at least not most of the people are not in lines trying to get soup and bread and food. We've got the advanced distribution that we don't feel it, but you know, the millions of people losing their jobs. And the interesting thing that I thought struck me the most interesting, Bob, is that they talk about all the jobs being lost, but what they don't talk about is anytime somebody gets new employment, they count them off of that list, and so it drops the percentage. But, you know, I guess they were a little bit over 10% they were counting as unemployment, but then the real numbers showed about another 7.5% were people who had new jobs. The difference is most of them are people who lost an $80,000 or $90,000 job, and now they're making $8 or $9 an hour, so you know it's not an even replacement. But you know, I guess we just don't feel it because people they're doing everything they can to hold on to their homes. They still have their leased cars, and you know nobody likes to look bad. Nobody wants to have other people know they're not doing well. So you know it's just a different day today. But across the board, no matter what country you look in, you know there's economic crisis all around the world. And as you said, it's opportunity. And not only is it opportunity, it's an opportunity for people to set something very special in place because there's so many people. I saw a statistic just the other day, Bob. It said, not talking about people that want to make money. It was talking about people that need to make money. And it said that literally 90% right now, 9 out of 10 people of the world's population need something to generate additional income on a monthly basis just to make it through.
Well, and you know what, Scott? That leads right into a point that during the Great Depression that fortunes were made, again, crisis and opportunity, danger and opportunity come together and create this opportunity that today, there were fortunes made back then that are still generating revenue today. And, you know, that's what you really truly, you're building a legacy. And so we have that opportunity to do that, especially because of the residual income side of the Send Out Card opportunity. to truly build a legacy that can go on without us. But, you know, we were talking about then how it applies to send out cards and our opportunity. And, you know, one of the things that, Scott, that you shared with me, you shared a story with me regarding the guy that was going around the world looking for diamonds.
Yes, yes, yes. well, many people on this call may have read that book before, but it's a book called Acres of Diamonds, and it's a very easy read, and it's really more of a fable than anything, but it basically talks about a guy who wanted to set out and find diamonds, and he left his home. He felt there was no opportunity at home, and he took off, and he traveled all over the world. He was looking everywhere he could go, trying to find a way to find diamonds, looking far and beyond, and of course, had no luck in finding diamonds, tried all sorts of ways to find diamonds, had no luck in finding diamonds, only to return home to find out that there was a diamond mine found right there on his own land, that literally all along he had acres of diamonds sitting right there where he was. And the motto of that story, which is so appropriate for our business, is when we get in this business, most people, what I've seen is over 98% of people in network marketing, to get in the business, and they want to go to people who maybe they don't know that well, maybe somebody that lives in other markets that they have a contact with, they hear about meetings in other cities and they want to get those markets, and they do it at the expense of their own market. They kind of do it in reverse. Instead of going to what they know the best, what is literally home for them, and home is their home market, home is their home resource base of people they know, instead of using home, they kind of reach out. They look for people they meet at Starbucks. They look for people they meet when they're out and about, maybe at a social encounter. They go to B&I meetings or different places to meet different people. They hear about things taking place in other cities, and they try to see who they can find maybe in that market. Instead of looking at home, which literally is their home market, number one, and number two, their home contact base, you know, their family, their friends, the people that they know best and the people who know them best, they want to go outside of that home market. And Bob, heck, you know, that's an entire training topic in and to itself one night, but it really kind of forms the basis right now of some of the things we're going to talk about tonight as well.
Well, and Scott, we'll do that too. We'll do a call on maybe a kind of a workshop call on that specific topic here within the weeks coming. You know, and that really comes down to a challenge that Cody put out to all the executives. And I'm going to put that challenge out to everybody that's on the call tonight to make a list of 10 people that they know and that there's no like and trust with, that are family members, and that to share the send out card opportunity, i.e. one by having somebody view the opportunity presentation right on your banner website. And then have them send a card and, you know, show them the three ways to get started and get their input. You know, let them know that there's no pressure here, but the bottom line is you want to show them that you're very proud of what you're doing, and you want to show them what you're doing and what you're excited about. Now, it may fit them, it may not, but the whole point is you don't want to be remiss and not sharing that with them. And I have definitely positively taken that challenge, and even today have done that to where I shared that with somebody that, again, even Betty Ann and I still have people that are around us that we know that we haven't shared send out cards with. So it just allows us to really take that course of action, to really kind of redo our contact list, and like you said, Scott, finding people right in our own backyard, and may they be friends, neighbors, relatives, whoever it may be, just to share the opportunity to kind of prove to yourself that you have now. You know, in other words, you know, when I ask people a lot of times, and Scott, we had that discussion too. You know, we've asked people about, well, people will come to us and say, well, geez, Bob, I've run out of people. Well,
yes.
No, you haven't. You know, no, you haven't, because, and you know, so I put that challenge out to each and every one of you to make a list, you know, and a minimum of 10 people. And I guarantee you, if you really think about it, you will know 10 people that you can share this with and do that within the next week. So, you know, by next Tuesday, when we have this conference call, we'll have a part of reference that now we can share some results that we've had on that, and it will make a tremendous difference in your business. But more importantly, it will allow you to not have any what they call unused baggage on your side. So Scott, let me ask you, what would your input be on really trying to move yourself to action? And to be able to then get to that presentation with people.
Well, Bob, I think the very first thing comes with what our beliefs are, and you know, this is an upcoming training that I know you talked about wanting to be able to do, which is you know, really what Cody's going to be rolling out as far as the MLM blueprint. But I think the very first thing, just to kind of keep it in tight confines for tonight, the first thing starts with a person's attitude towards our industry. I mean, it really does. There's many people that get into companies, in network marketing companies, but they really don't have a total belief level or faith yet in the fact that this industry is an industry that can work for them. Sometimes it's not a belief maybe necessarily in the company or the product, although with send-out cards, I would really find it pretty hard to see somebody not having a belief in the company or the product. So I think for our company here, that's probably one of the least amount of concerns that somebody would have. But then when it comes down to it, normally what I've seen, Bob, is it comes down to people worrying about maybe what somebody might think, you know, or maybe they've approached people about things in the past before, and they say, well, I've approached them before, and, you know, maybe I'm known for having been in a few things. And, you know, a couple points I would say to that. One is most people who become successful, most people, the majority of people that become really successful have failed numerous times before they came successful. Matter of fact, on average, most people who are millionaires have actually had businesses go bankrupt on them before they became a millionaire as well. So the first thing is sometimes we try things and they don't work out, and guess what? That's okay, because, you know, the key is that we continue to try things. But here's the point that I would get to that is, I think, the biggest thing. You look at nutritional products, you look at skincare products, water filters, air filters, cosmetics, juices, great products, a lot of great companies. Some are just good products and good companies, and there's a few that are not really good at all. But for the most part, most network marketing companies' products are usually fairly good quality products and normally pretty high-priced products, but they're normally good to better than good. The interesting thing is you take the next level of companies, and there are companies like the insurance companies or the telecommunications companies, and their products are equal or sometimes a little better, but usually they're about the same as the competition, but they're also the same price. Unless I haven't seen it, and it could exist, but I don't think there's a company I'm aware of, at least, where a company comes in and offers a product that's equal or better quality-wise as far as content. When you look at the send-out cards products, when you create a card that is your own heartfelt words and perhaps even customized with pictures and thought bubbles and captions, I mean, how do you even compare to a card that's written by a poet for Hallmark or American Greetings? You know, I don't think there's any comparison. But if you just look at pure comparison for quality, the quality is the same or better. But when you look at price, that's what it all boils down to. This one cannot be debated by anybody. And a 62-cent card, even 98-cent card for a retail card, compared to $3 to $4 or $5, I mean, minimum, you're looking at about a 70% cost reduction for a retail customer. So if you throw all of the things out the window, because you could debate a little bit, some people may say, hey, I really love those beautiful poems that are in cards. Or somebody may say, hey, I like all the little sprinkles that are on the card. So that's open for debate. It really is for some people, although the majority would think that our cards are better quality because of the content. But if you come down to just the pure business fact, something you can't argue one way or another, a card for 62 or 98 cents versus $3.50 to $4, which is the average, there you go. No other network marketing company in the history of the world has ever saved people 70% off the retail price. And when it's something that everybody does every month, whether it's a birthday, a holiday, a special occasion, an event, between cards and gifts, the things they need to do, when they can do it more convenient, when they can save people money, and you look at literally over a million people a month joining network marketing companies all around the world, I guess what it boils down to if you have family or friends and you don't at least share the opportunity with them. And what that means is ask them to give you 15 minutes, minimum, 15 minutes, let them watch the video. Let them watch the video. They're going to see a card being sent. They're going to see exactly what the company's all about. They're going to see how it works. They're going to see what it takes to get started. And they're going to let us know. No slick closes. We're not trying to convince them to do anything. We're just asking them for 15 minutes to evaluate what we're so excited about. And at the end, they can let us know if there's a fit or if there's not a fit. And either way is perfectly okay. And they're either going to say, yes, I like it. I would like to get started. Yes, I like it. I don't want to do the business, but I'd like to be a customer. Or I want to see more. Maybe I'd like to send a card. Maybe I have a few questions. Or at the worst, you know, however bad you take this to be, they could say, no, I don't want to be in the business and I don't want to use it. And, you know, I mean, if there's somebody you know, they're probably going to say, well, I appreciate you sharing, but it's not for me. Where else can we see that in network marketing? I just don't think it exists. So I guess the way we need to reframe ourselves is imagine a year down the road or 2 years down the road, all of a sudden, you know, we haven't been telling somebody in our family or a friend a lot about it. And all of a sudden, we start making a ton of money, and we're doing really good. Or maybe it's a friend we haven't even said a word to. And then all of a sudden, they say, hey, somebody just called me about send out cards. They say, well, I've been doing that for 2 years. And they say, well, how's it going? Well, you know, I'm making X amount of dollars, a few hundred or a few thousand a month or a week or a day or whatever it may be by then. And it's like, well, I can't believe you didn't tell me. You're one of my closest friends, or you're somebody I go to church with. You're a neighbor down the street. Why didn't you tell me? So, you know, I guess, Bob, when it comes down to it is we just have to get ourselves in the right place mentally. It all starts with us and how we view what we're doing, how proud we are of what we're doing, and how we view sharing with somebody as providing an opportunity and or a gift for them to evaluate, not to try to sell or convince, but just to provide them an opportunity to evaluate and see if it's good for them, business or customer or neither. And it's just really sifting and sorting. But I kind of think we owe it to people that we know, that we love, and that we care about, to at least provide them the opportunity to say, hey, this is something I like, or it's not for me. Thanks anyways.
Well, you know, Scott, that's exactly. And I've got a great number of great examples of just that, of not sharing it with people and how it's come back. So, but, you know, that's on another call. But, you know, one of the things that that we feel that, again, by looking at our business, and by just doing that, again, with your people that you know, there's no like and trust, there's relationships with, is to share the opportunity, because, you know, we never know who's looking for that opportunity. We never know who may have just been downsized. We never know who may be not making their house payments. We don't know these things. So instead of trying to prejudge any of that, what we need to do is just focus on sharing an opportunity, and if it doesn't fit, well, that's okay, but they may know somebody that it may apply to. And
yeah.
So these are great ways to really strengthen your business. And, you know, Scott, I was sharing with you something that Betty Ann and I, when we were up in the Executive Summit, that we were sharing. And little thing that I kind of read to you, and think about this. It's kind of how we live our life, and that is yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only cash you have. So my question is, are you spending today wisely? It's the only cash you have. Again, let me repeat that. Yesterday is a canceled check. It's gone. And tomorrow is a promissory note because it hasn't gotten here yet. But it's today. It's the cash that you have, and are you spending that wisely? So my question is, what are you doing today to strengthen that? You know, are you putting your energy into the world that advances your life dream? You know, are you putting that to empower your life's mission? Are you putting that in that fuels your life's purpose? And again, it all happens today. So question is, just like when you follow the daily eight, and what are you doing today that has advanced you, in your business? And you know, the only thing that Betty Ann and I have done over the last 5 years is we've tried to do something something each day to advance our lives, to invest in our futures, in within our send out cards. May it be sending that unexpected card a day. May it be sending that prospect card with a DVD in it. May it be sending a gift a week. Of course, we do more than just a gift a week. Also, is it the matter of putting in your reading some material for 20 minutes, a half hour a day that's improving your MLM network marketing blueprint? So there's a number of different things. Are you adding people to your contact list? Are you making appointments? Are you doing walking people through gift accounts? And the best part that we never had, we just got this, is the opportunity presentation. Now, I think if I would have had that back when we first started, oh, my God, I would have had people sit down and say, hey, you know, I want you to take a look at this. I'd like to get your input. You know, I started a new business, and if it's something that you're interested in, great. But if not, I'd love to get some input on how I can market this in a better way, get to more people. Do you know anybody? So there's a lot of different ways that you can go about sharing the opportunity. But the key factor is making that list and taking action to be able to, again, allow people to see what send out cards is really about and have them experience it by one, sending a card, and two, by also receiving a card from you. So, Scott, you know, I think we could talk all night on this. And do you have any closing statements that you'd like to make?
Well, Bob, I think just one real quick closing statement, and just to hit 2 points that you closed in the final part. One, you talked about, you know, you just briefly mentioned about referrals, and, you know, just for everybody who's on the call, that's how I got started in this industry. There was a stockbroker who was approached by a CPA in my hometown. The stockbroker said no to the opportunity. He gave my name to the CPA, who I did not know. I knew him because he was fairly well known, very successful. He called me. He just called me off the referral, and, you know, just to keep a long story short, I met with him. It was my first time to join a network marketing company. I got involved, got started. And, you know, the thing I look back on, and I give thanks to him, you know, every single day, because if he didn't ask for the referral, number one, I would not be in the business. And I guess technically, in a way, we could say none of us would be on this call, because if I wasn't in Excel, Bob, you and Betty Ann would not have been on my team, and we wouldn't be here today with send out cards on this call. So I didn't think about it in those terms. It's pretty powerful. But
wow,
that one guy asking for a referral, Bob, has us on this call. Actually, it did.
Yeah, well, so, he's been responsible for hundreds of thousands of representatives coming into network marketing.
That's right. That's right. So I guess it is stronger than maybe I realized. I never thought about it in those terms. But, you know, the key point to keep this tight, because I know we do need to get off, but, you know, he did ask for a referral, and he called me, and he took action on that. So that's the main thing. So I know another couple that was in Excel. At one point, they were number two or number three, and you know them, Randy and Melissa Davis. They were also a referral, but they were a referral who no-showed to four meetings. And after the fourth no-show, the couple who they'd been referred to called them and said, hey, you know, we don't want to waste your time or ours, and if you're not interested, just let us know. But the couple that referred you really thought that you guys would have a sincere interest. And if you want to evaluate what we're doing, we'd like to invite you one more time. If not, hey, that's perfectly okay. And they apologized, and they said, hey, we're sorry. We will definitely be there next time. They did come, they joined, and they ended up building a huge team, making a few million dollars a year. And so there's another referral. There's many more referral stories. But, Bob, I think the final closing point you made, and here's a question that I say to myself all the time, and I learned this probably back in the early 90s when I first started network marketing. I can't remember which leader I heard it from first, but it basically was one simple question we can all ask ourselves. If my downline is doing what I'm doing right now, would my business be growing, yes or no? And that's kind of like the man in the mirror question, or the woman in the mirror, or the person in the mirror, where you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, you know, if my downline's doing what I'm doing right now, or if we're part-time, if my downline's doing what I'm doing today, or if we're really part-time, if my downline's doing what I'm doing this week, would my business be growing, yes or no? And what that comes down to, Bob, is what you said. Today is the day. Today's our cash. This is what we have. It's our only thing we can truly say we have for sure. The past is gone. The future, who knows? But we can control what we do today, and that's the only thing we can control. So that's a question I use for myself. I love it. because it puts me in touch with my downline as well and puts it in terms of our business and our industry. And it's really, you know, if you honestly do it and you answer, the key is answering honestly. And if you answer honestly, you know, it's a great gut check to say, hey, am I doing what I need to do? So I love that, Bob, about the cash being today, because they say cash is king. Cash is something you have in your hand right now, and this is the only thing we have. So I just want to thank you and Betty Ann also for having me on the call and for all the leadership and the guidance and the mentoring that you all provide, not only for us in the downline, but for literally everybody in the company. And obviously that's why you got voted Distributor of the Year last year, but you just continue to show that. You guys were leading through a lot of different exercises and things we did at the Executive Summit. And I guess, Bob, without saying, I know we signed non-disclosures, but, you know, I think maybe on next call, next Tuesday, we didn't get time to get into this Tuesday, but maybe on next week's call we can talk about how profitability is going to increase.
Well, Scott, you know what? I think that'd be a great topic for next week's call, and I'd love to have you on to be able to do that. Because understand that we are very soon to have an opportunity. I'm not going to go there. We'll save that for next week's call. But I will say to everybody this week, reevaluate your list. Do a check and balance within yourself. Sit down with your spouse. Sit down with your family, friends, whatever it may be, and do a recheck. And this way, you can start making a list, and at least you can feel good about yourself that now everybody knows what you do. You know, somebody mentioned to me that if you were on trial and you were being accused of not being a send-out card representative, who could you have come and be a witness that you are? And so, you know, it's something that we want to take a look at. And, Scott, I love what you said because, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and asking, geez, if my downline is doing what I'm doing, what's my business look like? What a great accountability to yourself. And so, you know, this is something that I'm excited about moving forward with each and every one of you that are on the call tonight. And I look for seeing you at all the events. And most importantly, there is plenty of room at the top for all of us. So come join us. So I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Scott, I want to thank you again for the great friendship and the mentorship and more importantly for being the guest on the call tonight. And again, I want to bid everybody a very good evening and golden blessings to all. Good night.